When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're doing a 3-2-1, 3-2-1.
All right.
We ride. No holding back.
So here's the question. Okay, and the reason I'll tell you.
Are we going to do a welcome to the pod?
Welcome to the pod, yeah.
Well, okay.
Come on.
I just want to say.
Y'all, good grief.
This is an intervention with Jace in the middle.
Okay. Welcome to the podcast, and we're so excited.
We've got a special guest today.
That's right. We've got special guests today.
Are you going to introduce them?
No, I'm going to let you do that.
Okay, here we go. I'm Jace. I'm a guest on this podcast.
Yeah. Welcome, Jace. Great to have you with us.
So we have Luke, Joel, and Rebecca.
That's right.
They are a famous family. I'm not sure what their last name is.
Smallbone.
Well, I knew that, but it's complicated because her last name is St. James.
It was her stage name. That's right. It was either she was adopted or we were.
There you go.
You know?
We're not spreading lies yet. We're all
kin.
You know, brothers to the same
mother and father.
Mother and father. And sisters, in fact.
Right. So part of that humor is part of their new movie, which, do you know the name of the movie, Si?
No, I don't.
It's on just to the left.
Unsung Hero.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm in the way.
No, you're not in the way, Jace.
One family's
journey.
You're
not in the way, Jace. You are the way.
He knows the way.
I like it.
That's part of the greatest line in that movie, in my opinion.
Yeah, I do.
Because sometimes you think, my family's in the way. And there was a quote saying, it's not your family that's in the way. The family is the way.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
That resonates with the Robertson.
All right, it's been a great podcast. Thanks, everyone. Okay, have a great one.
All right, now for the question.
Okay.
Yes.
Give us your question.
Why is Jesus real to y'all?
Well,
you have not seen him. Okay.
Not visibly.
Visibly. Okay. You've only read about him or someone told you his story. So why do you believe him? Because in all my travels, because of the Duck Dynasty show, I had the opportunity to talk to people about Jesus, about the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And the reason they don't believe, okay, is they're not real to them.
Yeah.
That's
good.
They haven't seen him.
That's good.
I love that question.
Yeah.
I would love to hear each answer.
I got. We'll give you different ones. You guys go ahead, and I'll go last because I got something different.
Well, I'm as shocked as anybody that Si actually asked a question that I understand.
It's a great question.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest question. Like, why is Jesus real to you?
That's right.
And I love it, and I'm lit up about it. Thank you for asking that. For me, I saw my parents live out their faith, and this movie shows it. It wasn't a perfect journey, but I saw my parents struggle through hard times and trust God for things like money, food, a car, furniture in our house, enough money for my sister to be born in a hospital safely. And we prayed about these things and we saw it happen. And I saw my mom come alive in her relationship with Jesus in worship, in church. I saw this legitimate closeness to God. I saw in church this one very formative time in my life, a very distinct memory of looking up at my mom, seeing her cry, tears streaming down her face in worship in church. And I said, Mom, what's wrong? Why are you crying? And she said, God's love is so real to me. I'm crying happy tears of joy because I know how much he loves me, and these are tears of joy. And when a little girl sees that kind of intimacy with Jesus at a young age and then goes through something like this when we move to America and pray and see our needs met, see miracles happen, that changes your life. And that gives you something to sing about at 15 when you get signed to a record deal and you go on the road full-time at 16. So I'm thankful to have had that heritage of faith and then to have gone through what this movie represents, because it made my faith come alive.
So in my humble opinion, I've got to add this in here before they do. Okay. I was in a band and I done the Nashville thing.
Okay.
Okay. So
breaking news to y'all.
Well, no, no, no.
Tell them the names.
What'd you play? What'd you play, Si? What'd you
I don't play.
He
nothing.
Played crazy.
I was vocals.
Tell them the name of the band, and please.
The name of the band is Uncle Si and the Psychotics.
Wow.
Oh, I love that.
That's pretty clever.
Look, we are all crazy.
Yeah.
We didn't have no idea what we was going to do on stage until we done it. But anyway, that's why you didn't say it in a way. But the reason you believe in Jesus is you saw him work.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you saw him work through your mother.
Yeah.
Through your family.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's why I tell people all the time, y'all need to look at this crazy old man known as Uncle Si. I am living proof that the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit are alive and well.
Yep.
And doing the most amazing things with the most unlikely person.
Mm. Mm.
Yours truly.
That's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it works.
You know,
this relationship with him
if
works.
If you don't have a relationship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, folks, you hadn't got nothing.
You're missing out.
Mm.
Yeah, you ain't got nothing. And y'all are living proof of that in this movie.
Joel,
thank you.
Tell us,
thank
Joel.
Thank
you. We want to hear.
Well, I love, Si, that you said Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So let's go Father.
Yep.
I would say another word for Father would be creator, cosmic, big.
Yep.
You know, the more technology that we develop, so people were worried that it would disprove the existence of the creator. But the more we understand creation, the more complex we understand the universe is, the more creative we understand design, body, the
science
mm-hmm. and religion had a great separation 500 years ago, but they're actually coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So Father, look at the signs. They're all around you. Son, we've all done a bit of study on the Gospels.
Yes.
We'll take Easter. We just celebrated Easter a little while ago. Someone said, okay, let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about the resurrection for a second. Doesn't make sense. These guys wrote these books 40 years after Jesus, quote unquote, died and resurrected. So Tim Keller, I don't know if you're familiar, he's a great thinker.
I'm real
passed
familiar.
On.
Yep.
Awesome,
up in New York. I was listening to an Easter sermon from him, and he said, listen, if you're going to write this kind of story, and it's a fairy tale, here are a couple things you don't do as a Jew. One, whenever the Old Testament talks about resurrection, it was always corporate resurrection. It was never individual. It was always the second coming, all of humanity rises. So the idea that a Jew would go, one guy's going to rise, they're not even thinking about that, number one. Number two, if you're going to have people give credit to this guy rising, it's not going to be women. Because women in that time, they're not going to be at the tomb. They're not going to be running, shouting, Jesus is alive, because women had no credibility. So if it's a fairy tale, you're not going to have that. Three, there were a load of messiahs during that time in human history, Jewish messiahs. And the same thing happened. They all got killed. All of their followers scattered. And 9 out of 10 times, except for Jesus Christ, they would build a shrine to their slain savior. And the shrines are still there today. Even when you go to Israel and they say, this is where Jesus was buried, no one has any idea where Jesus was buried. Because they didn't build a shrine for him.
Because he came. He's alive.
Because he wasn't there. I'll give you one last one.
He didn't stay there long.
He didn't stay there very long. I'll give you one last one. So Jesus shows up, new body. They say, well, it was just spiritual. No, look at my hands.
Yeah.
And then he makes this kind of silly statement. He's like, hey, do you have any boiled fish? If you're writing a story that's not real, are you going to write in that story, yeah, our guy came back when we didn't believe in individual resurrection. We had a bunch of women who were discredited say that he rose again. We're going to have no shrine to him. And the first thing he's going to say to us is, can I have some boiled fish?
That's why we like it, me and James. Because there's going to be fish fries in heaven.
Oh, I love it. And then lastly, bonus round, Holy Spirit, the helper, the convictor. Mm-hmm.
And who sent him?
So Jesus sends the Holy Spirit, says, I'm going to, someone greater. You're going to do greater things. than I could ever do with this Holy Spirit. I think we stand, this film stands as a testament to the guidance, even in failure, the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our parents' life, in your family's life, in your brother's life, Si?
Definitely, definitely.
Going from incredible darkness to light. And that's the great testament of the Holy Spirit to us. So Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Si, have you forgotten Christine's birthday anytime?
I did last year.
I know you did. But you never will again because of that song from our friends over at Songfinch, right?
Yep. Boy, that was lyrical.
Hey, that was a good one.
Genius.
He ain't ever going to forget his wife's birthday again.
There you go.
I mean,
Olive Garden.
They rhymed Olive Garden.
You ain't even got to rhyme Olive Garden. If you can put Olive Garden in a song
impressive.
With correct context, unbelievable. Great.
All you got to do is give them the information, and they're going to make up an awesome song for you.
I know. And because they did such a great job the first time, guess what, Si?
Something special.
We're working on another one?
We got you another one, Big Daddy.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, baby. Uh-huh. What did I forget this time?
Your birthday.
You're going to have to wait and listen
to the song. Okay.
But look, Mother's Day right around the corner. Mm-hmm. You're always struggling. What do you get mom? What do you, you know, because they kind of frown when you get them mops and vacuums and stuff. It's kind of weird. So, look, you want to get her something completely for her? Fill out the form from Songfinch and make her her own unique customized song.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed to leave her speechless.
Oh, that will do, that'd be good.
See, that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you get more custom than that. Yeah. And you can keep it for forever. It's yours. And look, if you want to stream it, you stream it. But Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create the original song. All I have to do is tell them about who the song is for, let them know the style of song you want, and provide some details about that special person. So, like, for Mother's Day, you're a mother of two or three. Or,
boom!
Thing song. Look,
the ideas of what you use Songfinch for are endless. You can literally use it for anything.
It is as infinite as anything I can think of.
There you go. And look, it's so easy. You pick your favorite Songfinch artist, or you get matched with one, and they'll pour their heart into writing, professionally recording, and producing your original song in just 4 to 7 days. Unique add-ons make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. And you can add it to Spotify if you want to.
Spotify.
With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world. Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just show love on how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist. Don't waste another dollar more on just stuff. Get a radio quality original song that's totally unique to your relationship. It only takes 4 to 7 days, but the song will last forever. There you go. Look, and for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song on Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/shuck and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value. Again, our URL is songfinch.com/shuck. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/shuck.
Here's one thing that I was hoping you brought it up. Okay, because when you say Father, He's spiritual. Holy Spirit, spiritual. Uh-oh. Now we're talking about the Son. Hold it. He's not spiritual. He started out as the Word. And then as John tells us, the Word was with God, and the Word was God in the beginning. But then the Word done the most amazing thing in verse 14. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's the Bible
trippy, right?
You know, the Bible says, okay, hey, look, in the Old Testament, He's coming.
Si, I think you should become a believer.
Hey, I'm working on it. But anyway, the gospel, He's here. Then the rest of the Bible saying, hey, guess what? He's coming back.
And if you're listening and you hear big bashes, that's Si's passion. Uncle's passion.
He has many nicknames. Noisemaker is one. Human distraction is another. And when he's playing cards, he's known as the human economic ATM stimulus package.
And when I'm singing, I know what the Bible says. Okay.
Please make a joyful noise.
Because, hey, when people sit in front of me, I've had little old ladies come up and says, hey, look, the praise team is fixed to sing about four of his favorite songs, and all he's fixing to do is get louder.
Can you give us a preview?
No, I'm not.
Jace did it earlier today.
I'm only singing to y'all.
I actually sang a solo in front of them. Which,
he did.
What
he
did you sing?
Shows you that I have no shame.
What did you sing?
I'm unashamed.
We were proud of you.
I sang, what did I sing?
It was a hymn, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was a hymn. Oh, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. I sang the Time Is Filled with Swift Transition. I like
hold.
You got a hold to.
Oh, you know that one.
Yeah, it's a great song.
I just want to say, I'm proud of the listeners for still being with us.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is Si and I don't know if you know this, but we have an album that went platinum.
What?
Yeah.
Did y'all not know this?
No.
Yeah.
Now y'all think I'm lying.
No, I don't think you're
What's
lying.
What's the name of that
In
album?
Less than a month, by the way. Yeah. It went platinum.
No.
Don't quote me on
I
that. It might have been 3 months.
I told y'all me and my band, they was asking me about
Wait,
my
were you
resume.
In his band?
No, I didn't see his band. Yeah. I was
they
a
was
little.
Asking
were
me about
was your
resume,
album music?
Yo, it was and music. I said, oh, I don't have any really resume for singing. Yo,
yeah.
And,
so I
and
got
that,
them to the edge of the seat, and they're almost about to fall off.
Yeah.
So we did a Christmas album together. It's called, what is it called? Duck Family Christmas?
Duck the Halls.
Duck the Halls. Duck Family Christmas.
Wow. That sounds
so
amazing.
So it's strong evidence that there is a God, that it went platinum.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was going to be my
no,
reason.
No, because look, when we did it and sang the song, yo, first thing out of Phil's mouth was, hey, y'all ain't putting that junk out. It was
and you
terrible.
Did. And you
and
did.
And I said, hey, look, don't worry about it. The guy that was running, he said, don't worry about it. We're going to get it taken care of. And they did.
Hey, but Uncle Si,
did they make it better?
Huh?
Did they make it better?
Yeah, they finally got us.
We need to hear the final word from Luke about your question.
That's right.
Yeah. I figured we would get there, but this road.
Well,
is
I tell you, when I get excited, I chase rabbits.
It's going to be chase rabbits. With
you like my dog?
Hey. Yeah.
All right. My dog chases rabbits too.
You're up, Luke.
Oh, I've been called a dog.
Oh.
By a lot of people.
Right, not by us.
So
not
by us. I do. We old people said, hey, I named my dog after you.
Oh.
Yeah, he didn't mean that. He meant that affectionately.
Okay.
I've called him.
Yeah,
you
with love.
You
okay.
A dog.
Okay.
You.
Okay.
Like, thank you.
But now Luke. Give us your
right,
reason
hey, so,
why you
so,
believe in Jesus.
So these things are all true that they just said, right?
Yes,
all
it
things
is.
That I would go, absolutely. So I'm going to go a different route.
Yeah.
So you remember President Richard Nixon?
Yes, sir.
Watergate scandal.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Bad news, right? There was a guy named Chuck Colson who worked for him. All right? I don't know if you're familiar. Are you familiar with Chuck Colson?
Look, every once in a while something happens in life and you got to say stop. The last picture that I took on my phone.
Are you kidding me?
Look, I want you to blow that up.
This is what I'm about to read.
Are you
no
kidding
way.
Me?
No,
that's exactly what I'm about to read.
What?
This I was
quote,
studying
peas,
last night.
Peas in a pod. Hey, we've
Dude.
Figured out, Uncle Si, that Jace and my little brother are basically the same people, just the Australian and the American version. Just two different continents, same DNA.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that is crazy.
Y'all think we made this up.
No, we did not make that up. We're literally.
I'm going to literally read along with you in the quote.
To prove. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3. I know
the resurrection
is a fact.
All right, I'll let you continue because that may get weird.
Here we go.
Or it may be a duet.
maybe it'll go double platinum.
But
who knows?
Maybe do you need to share what Chuck Colson, what happened to him?
So he'll read it, then we can discuss because I think it's a
powerful.
We'll put this in the show notes as well.
This is
story.
An unbelievable story. All right. So anyway, Chuck Colson, he was a part of one of Nixon's guys that got caught up in the Watergate scandal. So gets in lots of trouble, eventually gets sent to prison. Ends up starting a ministry in prison. Amazing, amazing, amazing man of God. All right. But this is what he says. I know the resurrection is a fact. And Watergate proved it to me. How? Because 12 men testified they had seen Jesus raised from the dead. Then they proclaimed the truth for 40 years, never once denying it. Everyone was beaten, tortured, stoned, and put in prison.
And killed.
They would not have endured that if it weren't true. Watergate embroiled 12 of the most powerful men in the world, and they couldn't keep alive for 3 weeks. You're telling me 12 apostles could keep alive for 40 years? Absolutely impossible.
But not only that, wow. No man would die for a lie.
That's right.
Knowing it was a lie.
Right.
I think you need to add
knowing
that.
It was a lie.
Of people die for causes.
Yeah.
But they all think it's true.
Yeah.
For these men to have given their lives, they would have had to know it's a lie. Just think, here they are. We're fixed to kill you. We're fixed to crucify you if you don't quit saying Jesus is the Son of God. Well, if it was a lie, you're like, okay, time out.
I'm just joking.
I've been lying the whole time.
He was a carpenter. Some stories were told. They would not do that. It is impossible. I think it's one of the strongest evidences that he was here. I mean, what are you going to do about that?
That is an unbelievable argument because it's absolutely true. I mean, you're talking about these guys are brilliant dudes. Chuck Colson is one of at his time was one of the smartest men on planet Earth.
Oh, he's written like 30 books, and I'm glad you brought up about the prison ministry because here he is. He gets caught in something that's, frowned upon. Lying and all this stuff. And somewhere in there, he finds the Lord. Uh-huh. He goes to prison. And in his moment of weakness in life, once you're in prison, you tend to clarify. Yeah. So we have a problem here.
Yeah.
And he revolutionized the faith-based prison system programs.
Mm. Right.
And his projects, I looked it up after I read that quote. So, like today, every person that gets out of prison, 2/3 of them end up back in prison.
Right.
Well, his programs, the people that went through the programs that he started way back from the quote that you just read, 2/3 didn't come back. That's the difference.
Wow.
Right. Which is why they gave him awards, they gave him medals, because he used that low moment and God used him.
Mm.
Yeah.
He surrendered to the Lord, and then all of a sudden he revolutionized the prison.
Uncle Si, were our answers sufficient for you?
No.
Okay. No, I apologize.
They were right on.
Do we need to end it now?
No.
I should have told you. When Si says no, that means yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If he says
no, he's going to say no with, he's going to add something.
Look, I told y'all I didn't say this before the podcast started. I'm here because I'm the interpreter.
Yes. We need to set the record straight. Jace didn't anticipate being here for this morning.
No. Since they brought this up and we was going Watergate and all that.
Well, can I finish my interpretation? Because they're not going to understand you. Now, when he says no, when he doubled down on the no, that's really yes.
Okay.
But if he says no, hey.
No, hey.
That means he agrees with you so much, he's ready to run through a wall for you.
We haven't got the no, hey.
No, we'll get there.
Because, hey, look, we had Rucker on my podcast, and Rucker is our man in charge of Celebrate Recovery.
This young man, he's awesome.
Spent 4 years in prison. Okay, and I asked him the same thing I asked y'all, and he said the same thing about, relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Okay, but what I'm wanting to tell you is we talked about freedom. I spent 24 and a half years in the military, and I was in Europe 12 and a half of that, okay? And I had opportunities to go to the Iron Curtain and all this, and I never did. And I really didn't know why until somebody, asked me, I said, I had a friend of mine ask me to go speak to a man that's incarcerated in Oklahoma in a jail. And when I talked to him, everywhere we went, they unlocked the door. And then when I went through it, they locked it behind me. My freedom is too precious to me.
Yeah.
To ever visit a country where someone else locks an iron door behind me.
Nope.
So I don't need to go see it.
Oh, man. Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of big box stores or shopping channels the way that they used to. But you know what? They got the support of the Duck Call Room.
That's right.
Okay. Hey, you know what? They don't need it.
Yeah. And here we are to tell you about the $25
extravaganza, baby.
There it is. I was hoping Johnny D would say it because I know how much he loves the word extravaganza.
My extravaganza.
For like one big one at the end. Because that's how good the
extravaganza.
Yes, I'm holding on to this one.
Oh, man. Well, Mike started MyPillow. It was just a solution to a problem in a one-product company. Now, with the help of his dedicated employees, they have hundreds of amazing products. Anything you need for the inside, they got you.
I mean, Mike Lindell.
He's making the great indoors that much better.
Some would say he's making them extravagant.
For
a low, low price.
I mean, I got out of the hot tub and put on my pillow slippers.
You have a hot tub?
And my pillow robe. Hold it against me.
I feel like if you were getting out of a hot tub, the towels would have been the first thing I'd have put on. It's kind of weird.
But you don't have to when you have...
He's empty nester.
I'm an empty nester. We don't have to have that. And you know what I call it?
Wet feet and your slippers, you weirdo.
I like to call it an extravaganza.
For $25, you too can have an extravaganza, as Johnny did. So you can get their 2-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals are $25. 6-pack towel sets, $25. Are you picking up a trend here yet, folks? 4-pack dish towels. Guess what? How much?
$25.
Yep. Hey, and look, the premium pillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft, even king size. Guess how much?
$25.
It's an extravaganza.
Hey, yes. Been waiting for 2 minutes for that. No, we finally got there. Look, so no matter what you're after, are you after pillows that'll give you the best sleep of your life? Are you after towels that actually dry you? Are you after slippers that just feel like another set of skin going on? I mean, they are that comfortable. Look, it doesn't matter. They got everything there. And it's a $25 what?
Extravaganza.
There we go, Phil. There we go. Look, so take advantage of it now. This amazing offer won't last long. So order now. Just go to MyPillow.com/Duck and enter promo code
Duck
or call 800-969-3137. When you do, you will get free shipping on orders over $75 today. Go to MyPillow.com/Duck. And enter promo code
Duck
or call 800-969-3137.
Good day.
Good day.
So I want to talk about this movie because, y'all, I work at the children's home for 29 years. It'll be 30 years in December in Ruston Methodist Children's Home. And we have so many tough cases that we're working with. When I watched the movie, and I'm telling you, I loved it. I came in and told Si, I was like, Si, you're going to love this movie. What a journey. I mean, and your mom, how powerful is she? Yeah. The glass is half full, and she's going to give God the credit for seeing his hand in your lives.
And you know, Dad.
Amazing.
And Dad wanted to do it his way, which was, sir.
It sounds familiar.
Wrong answer. Yeah, I've tried it my way.
Yeah.
And good. Yeah, so let's try it with Jesus.
Yeah,
see what happens.
I think this is a good place for y'all to tell us your overall thoughts about the movie because I want to get it in. Or we may never get it.
Yes, the listeners like, what are they talking about?
I got a question before y'all go into that. So Joel, you wanted to Luke wanted to sing a song about his dad, and then Joel was like, no, let's sing. I want to write a song about Mom, the unsung hero.
Yeah,
and the song is out now. You can download it on iTunes. You can pre-order the soundtrack to the movie. What a song. I told Si I was going to ask y'all if y'all would sing just a little bit of that song, if you felt like you could do it.
Ooh.
Like just a snippet.
Here's the reason
now
why.
Now we're talking.
Ooh.
I'm a mama's boy.
Yes.
Okay, and my mama, according to the rest of the family, was mentally ill.
Yeah, we laugh.
Except for you or including you?
Except for me.
Fascinating.
I just think she got tired of daddy and the kids and said, hey, I'm fixed to take a vacation. And all I have to do is act goofy and my husband will put me in the nut house.
Yeah. No, she actually was. And I believe the Lord healed her because he did the last, 15 years of her life. They found a medication that helped her. But she did. And she... You know, I experienced that because my grandparents lived right beside my parents. And so they kind of raised it.
She thought she was crazy because the kids were shooting .22 rifle. So she said, give it to me, kids. And they had a bunch of Christmas lights hanging in the yard. And she just goes, ta, 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 and shut all the Christmas lights out.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for her to go to the nut house again.
No, she was crazy, Si. And,
and I give her a big hug, say, enjoy your vacation, Mom.
So I found, you were your mama's favorite, right?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So I found a theme first for your podcast. I've often searched the scriptures, but now after hearing your question and hearing this, you need to remember this. This is 2 Corinthians 5 and verse, I don't have my glasses on, 13. Just the first part. If we are out of our mind, it is for the sake of God.
Yeah, bam, boys.
And
you
girl.
Seem, hey, you seem
and
to, girl. Thank you. Let me say this. Up. I mean, Cy, it appears you come from a really holy family.
Hey, I rest my case.
There you go. So that was fun.
So the movie, we wanted him to say something. Joel, I
want to know, tell me about the movie. What do you guys want us to know? And I also want to know about you playing the lead role. How difficult was it? How'd you pull it off?
Well, thank you. Hey, we were 24 minutes into this, but we didn't say thank you for having us.
Yeah.
No, thank you. We were with Sadie earlier, Jason, with you this morning.
So he's already.
Hey, no. Thank you.
I feel a song coming up in the future called No, No, Hey.
I thought that was the one that went double platinum.
With Uncle Cy.
That actually did. I know y'all were shocked about that. But some members of my family can actually sing. The rest of us are entertainers. If you get the right producer, which Buddy Cannon is a world-class producer, somehow or another, between that and the grace of God, it actually worked. It was crazy.
I'll check it out. It's Christmas.
We need to check this out.
It's fun.
So, Unsung Hero. You are right. We wrote a song called Unsung Hero. Simultaneously, we were developing a feature film. We're musicians by trade, but we have, you know, dubbed ourselves movie makers somewhere along the way. It's a story. It's a 90s story. It's a true story about a mum or a mom, as you say. How do you say it, Cy?
Mom.
Well, he usually just says ma.
Ma and pa.
About a ma and pa. Her husband had lost everything in Australia. And in the chase of a dream, moved continents with six kids, 16 suitcase. Mom was 6 months pregnant. They get to the United States. And the job opportunity falls through. And they are left in a furnitureless house without any insurance, without any way to get home, and have to band together to make ends meet, rake leaves, mow lawns.
And no vehicle.
And just saw extraordinary things happen, miracles. And so it's ultimately our parents' story. And it's our sister, Rebecca St. James, that chronicles her journey into music and through music, us sort of finding our way out of that time of poverty and banding together as a family, not unlike another family in Louisiana that I know.
The similarities banding, were scary.
Banding together as a family, and that was 30 years ago, and we're still at it today.
Wow!
So it's a story about mums. It's a story about music. It's a story about miracles. It's a story about family and community and the church banding together. And we're really proud to present it to you. And as you mentioned, I play our dad in the film, which
absolutely.
I've dubbed a very expensive therapy session.
Phenomenal. Absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
So I had to look
what an
up.
Honor.
Yeah.
He played his dad.
Yeah.
An honor. It was an honor, Cy. No, you were right.
Really.
Spot on. Spot on.
And kept
okay,
it together.
And not just your dad's a human being.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. But to play him and then to see the result.
And you know what, Cy? I have to confess, because Jace confessed a few things on our podcast earlier today.
Right.
I have to confess that I've been really lazy with our parents' story. Because Luke and I, Rebecca was 14, but we were 5 and 7 when we moved to the States. So we were very young. And we only saw it through the eyes of a child. This is a great adventure. And it was fun.
Yeah.
And cricket in the house and raking leaves and helping the family and traveling with Rebecca. When I co-wrote the film and then dropped into sort of dad's shoes, if you will, literally, and his literal jacket, playing him. I'm roughly his age now when he moved. The stress and the strain and the struggle, I got to experience it not from a child looking up at a dad, but as a father figure looking down at children and across from his wife. And my empathy for him as a man and as a husband, as a father, as a man of God, is from that day to this is shifted dramatically.
This is so weird. you talk about it, and I went back to my childhood. Yeah. I'm serious.
Mm. I did too.
Because hey, didn't have to worry about nothing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We didn't. You know, we was dirt poor. Okay, but in my eyes, that was the greatest time in my life.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
We was a family. God loved us. We had everything we needed. God loved us, and Mom loved. Dad loved us. Yeah. So we was poor snakes. We didn't have enough sense to know it. No, I'm serious.
You were being protected, Si.
Well, hey, you know. I didn't have to worry about nothing.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was an adventure, like you were talking about.
And I loved how your mom, Helen, how she role played with you guys when things got tough. She's so creative. She started role playing and doing things with you guys, and y'all are all involved, getting each other involved. Mm-hmm. It was incredible. And I'm gonna tell you what it helped me and my wife Alicia. We were watching the movie, and I mean, so many times I'm an emotional person. He makes me emotional. He's a wreck. But we hang out together for the past 20 years. I don't know. I'm his assistant / best friend. And his
kids,
buddy.
And I mean the kids down there that he works with, you know, they drive him nuts trying to take care of him. Well, when he's with me, he gets a break from all that.
Thank you, Si, for my break.
Yeah.
But when I saw the strength of your mother, and I keep bringing it up, you know, it made me think about my own life and my own mother, you know, and I haven't thought about that in a long time. But when I watched this movie, I just felt it. And me and my wife were holding hands, watching the movie, and we're crying. Aww. You're going to feel every emotion when you watch this movie. I mean, it's going to be times where you're like Rocky saying, get up. I mean, this is good. You're going to love it. But I want to tell my mom, is that the camera that's filming? So my mom says that she's your biggest fans. But after watching this show, and I know my mom is watching, Mom, I'm your biggest fan.
Mm.
I'm thankful
for what you did in my life. I don't think I need to watch the movie.
Si, you got to watch this.
Oh, Si.
I already know I'm going to cry.
Woo. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Well,
you're going to cry.
Yeah. I actually cried.
Si, the only trouble is you probably can't watch the movie unless we do subtitles because we talk Australian.
You wouldn't understand us.
That's true.
No, hey, that's one thing that's amazing. Your accent is gone.
Oh, it's gone. Yeah, right.
In the movie, it's back though. It's strong in the movie.
Yeah,
he puts on an Aussie accent.
I've met
Keith Urban.
Oh yeah, g'day mate. Yeah. How you going?
And he sings, and I said,
"It's gone." That's right.
When he sings, it's gone.
That's what you realize when you have an accent. If you sing, it's actually the tone in which gives you your accent
and the pitch, and
so when that goes away, when you sing a song, you can't tell where someone's from if it's in English. It's just is what it is.
Hey, what are you gnawing on over?
You know what?
Y'all hearing it crunching?
Ever since I got on the Godwin plan and snacks have to be few and far between, I got to make them count, and I need them to be healthy.
What is that?
This is dried mango from nuts.com, and it's delicious.
I'm on almonds.
He eating them almonds. You got the trail mix. Martin, with the Snack Kings. What you got? By nuts.com.
I mean, if we're being honest, this has got to be like everybody's least favorite ad, because all y'all do is sit here and chew the whole time.
Well, hey, give us snacks.
I can't help it.
We're going to eat them.
Yeah, look, Goblin just filled the label off of that bag of trail mix. Uh-huh. Watch this. I bet half of it's gone by the time we get through this. But you know why? That's because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a bunch of junk, he wouldn't be eating it. And that's what you get at nuts.com. You get simply quality snacks with great ingredients, and it's all fresh. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection mean that there is something for everybody, as is proof here. Everybody's eating but me. I would be eating, but somebody's got to read this.
Have you ever had organic dried mango?
I have.
It's so good.
It's
a healthy snack.
It's way better than I thought it would be. That's for sure. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. So whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. Sweep it up off the floor. We're on a five-second warning now. And at nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So whether you want trail mix, floor mix, dried mango.
Almonds.
I'm on this health kit.
Bourbon pecans.
They got some good pizza flour, too. I need to order some of that because I'm
that,
out.
That sounds like the health kick may be over, but.
No, no, no. You ain't got to be healthy on the weekend.
Oh, okay. What
did everybody do? Get Monster Day?
Or chocolate-covered gummy bears, if you like those.
Those are so good.
Like, there's all kinds of things that you can find at Nuts.com. You're going to find something that you like. Right now, Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at Nuts.com/Nuts. So go check out all the delicious options at Nuts.com/Nuts. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's Nuts.com/Nuts.
They're delicious.
Piggybacking, though, on what you were saying about moms, and I love that tribute that you made to your mom. And really, the movie, in a lot of ways, is a tribute to our mom. But this is coming out right before Mother's Day. Yeah. And it's an opportunity for people to take their moms to the theater and celebrate their moms and look them in the eye and say, Mom, you did so much for me growing up. Thank you for being an unsung hero in my life. Thank you for all that you poured in. Yeah. And no mom is perfect, but you can still honor them for all the good that they did, because every mom does a lot of beautiful things for their children.
Alabama had a song about, they sing it, it says, well, that's close enough to perfect for me. Moms, that's close enough
that's
for me.
Beautiful.
And I would say this, you know, this film, you know, it's called Unsung Hero. And I think for every mother, I love what you guys were saying, because every mother at times feels like what they're doing is of no consequence, doesn't feel significant. I think most people think in the household, it's like, hey, if I've got a podcast or if I'm up on stage, well, then I'm worthwhile, or then I'm actually doing something that's significant. The truth is, I think every single one of us is having this conversation because there were people that did unsung things, things that no one could see, that poured into us, that mattered, that taught us character, that taught us perseverance, that taught us how to overcome struggle. And if it's not for our mothers, if it's not for our fathers, uncles, aunties, whoever that is in your life, we don't get to do these things.
My brother, Phil, when he does it, I love it. When he preaches sometimes, he said, hey, look, y'all all think you've got to do something great.
Yeah.
He said, no, you don't have to do that. He said, in your daily life, being kind to a neighbor.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's
or just you show up and you're always positive. You're never negative.
Mm.
You don't know how far that God takes that.
Yeah. It's true.
Just one little thing that you show somebody, you know, help somebody.
I heard a story about someone that was a friend of ours in Australia. And this friend was saddened because they just heard about that one of their dear friends had passed away. And he was like, man, this person was so dear to me because it was always so upbeat and so kind and Jesus loving to the local community. And he said, so I went to her funeral. And he said, the thing that astounded me of any funeral I have ever been to, this person was a normal person coming and going, grocery store, taking care of family, grandkids, whatever, not seemingly not doing anything extraordinary. He said, there was about 1,500 people at this person's funeral. And all she ever did was love people. All she ever did was show people kindness. No. She changed her community because she was obedient in her comings and her goings.
I was going to say, I preached a sermon at the church where my parents go years ago. And the title of it was Unsung Heroes, which is why when I saw the title, I thought, I did a sermon about that. And
we heard it, we stole it.
Yeah, what's ironic is, you know, the whole thing, I eventually got to how Jesus makes you better. He is our ultimate hero.
He is.
And was God's choice of doing that. But the three people I chose to express that, there was a widow lady, and my wife and I have always for years, we would pick out a widow lady and just own that relationship. We pursued her. We'd get to know them. You know, unfortunately, they're usually old, they usually die, and then we would pick another one. Of course, it was, you know, they became part of our family. So one of the women I chose was this old woman who lived not too far from here. And we got to know her, and she just would come by herself on a bus that they picked her up. But the more I got to know her, I realized that she was a warrior in her community, helping multiple kids and all of the dysfunction we see in families. And there she was, pouring Jesus into people. Of course, I picked my wife and I picked my mom because it went back to our story, which was a similar story. If my mom doesn't forgive my dad, which no rational thinking person would ever encourage her to do that because my dad was that bad. if she hadn't have done that and chose to be the glue for our family, well, right. we would have never stayed together.
None of all what you see would have happened.
Yeah.
I mean, even Philip, this is crazy, because we should have introduced Philip a little bit. So about 400 yards from where we're sitting right here, how many years ago?
33
years ago, I had just shared Jesus with my best friend from high school, and he had responded. It took him a year, but it was a process. And so we were going to a Bible study, and because I'm like, you know, you got to grow in the faith, grow in the Lord. So we were on our way from my parents' house to the Bible study, and there was a sports car parked on the side of the road, and my best friend, his name's Blake, he said, "Hey, I know that guy. Let's invite him." So we pulled in there, and it was Philip McMillan. And he said, "What are y'all doing?" But he didn't know me.
Well, I knew you from high school, but
I didn't know
like
you.
Yeah, we didn't get along because we ran in different circles, and I thought you were too good to, you know.
This is a random question, but do you remember what month it was?
Well, he may remember.
I do.
What month it was?
December.
So we would have been. That's our first Christmas in America.
Oh,
this
really?
Movie was happening at that.
Now this is getting weird. Oh, so wow.
That was 3 months after we moved.
So isn't that crazy? And I was fixed to get married, or had just gotten married. Yeah, I guess I'd just gotten married because he came the week of our wedding. And so he said, "Hey, we're going over to this guy's house." And you said, "What are you doing?" He said, "It's a party." He told you it was a party.
Yeah, he did.
And so he followed us over there. And so when we got there, he broke it to him. He said, "It's actually a Bible study." And Philip said, "Well, just don't put me on the spot or anything." And so as soon as we walked in, I said, "Come over here and sit beside me." And I shared Jesus with him right there. Wow. So,
and you gave your life right there?
Yes, me. Whoa. And then the next day, my girlfriend, and now we've been married for 33 years.
Wow.
So when Si moves back from the military, you know, I have a Bible group at my house during this time, and Jace and all of his brothers are there. And they told me how crazy he is, and they're like, "Oh, we've got all these stories."
So you've always been this crazy Uncle Si.
Oh, he's
Uncle Si.
Yes.
Yeah, he's certifiably crazy, but not in a creepy way, so it's good.
So they told
me. It's always in a fun way.
Yeah.
Because if I can't have fun, I ain't coming.
They told me that he couldn't hear, so I had to talk real loud, and that's true now, 20-something years later.
He read lips, so look, he's running away from me, and I'm grabbing him and turning around.
It was the
around.
Funniest thing ever. We did a prank. We told Philip that Si was deaf. And so
we're screaming at each other, you know, until finally they couldn't hold it. They all burst out laughing. And he said, "Can you hear?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "You read lips?" He said, "No."
And we've been together ever since. So,
wow.
Yeah, but he came to the Lord. And then 3 or 4 days later, his girlfriend showed up at our apartment by herself. And she had a Bible in her hand, tears streaming down her face. And so I'd realized what happened. They had studied. And she's like, I can't get around this. And it was a beautiful story. And they've been, you know, some of our best friends
ever since.
Wow. So it's kind of, that's crazy. That's the backdrop of when y'all moved here. So the Lord was definitely stirring.
That's right.
In 91.
So how long has this movie been out?
It hasn't even been out yet.
Oh, it hasn't been out?
April 26th.
April
26th. Oh, well, hey, don't worry about it. It's going to do fine.
Look, and you can remember it by this.
I'm serious.
It's 1 day before your birthday. It gives you good incentive to stay alive.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, son, hey, I'm going to stay alive. I'm going to make it to 100 years old. I ain't leaving this baby till I'm 100.
Hundo.
And then when I get to heaven, I'm going to say, "Jesus, can I take about a year off, and I want to go see the rest of your creation?" Hey, that's the first thing I'm asking the Lord. I want to take off for about a year and go see all of what you created.
Can I come?
Huh? If you make it. See, I don't know
quick.
That for
he's
sure.
Quick.
That's why we have a combustible.
I'm wishing. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Hey, so day before your birthday is our parents' 49th wedding anniversary.
Well, I didn't know this, but they're actually throwing your birthday party, and you're going to the theaters to see this movie, Unsung Hero. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
We're in.
That afternoon. You're going to go to the theaters.
Well, I'm going to wait then.
Wait. We'll go together.
I know
it's better on the big screen.
Yeah,
anyway.
I'm going to cry. Is your mom and dad still alive?
Yeah.
That was actually one of the reasons why we wanted to make this movie now is because.
Well, y'all need to bring them up here.
Oh, we will.
Will they be there?
Can you imagine my dad and Uncle Si?
We've already said his dad needs to meet you, Uncle Si.
At this point, our dad needs to meet you.
No, I'm serious.
You guys might like jinx each other out or something.
And look, y'all need to come up here, you know, quite often.
But we'll come down
because I'm telling you right now, I've met three new friends.
Okay,
and I want y'all to come back to see us.
We will. We love
that. I feel the need for an interpretation here. Be careful what you wish for.
We would love to come back.
Thank you.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry about the movie.
Okay. We don't need a reason.
Y'all got the one person involved in it, and it's going to be a smash.
Yeah.
Because you gave it the Uncle Si seal of approval, right?
Better than that, Uncle Si. You got the creator's approval.
Speaking of the creators and Uncle Si's approval, can I give a final pitch for the movie?
Please.
On behalf of us, a daughter and sons of the unsung hero herself, and three musicians. The interesting thing, you know, this you have a platinum record.
The
interesting thing about music is you have a load of time. You have years to promote an album and a project. But with theater, movies that go into theaters, you have really that first week to show the movie theaters that people are going to come. And so the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, those are monumental days. So on the 27th, on your birthday,
we
encourage you to come out. For those that can, we've dubbed that weekend Family Day. You've got Mother's Day in a few weeks after. You've got Father's Day, but America needs a good old-fashioned Family Day at the theater. So we'd love to see you.
And I think it's important to note too, we're in a day and age where people need encouragement and they need positive things, positive movies that are wholesome and encouraging and uplifting. And if we want to see more of this content, we have to show up on these important days, especially that first weekend when a movie breaks out like this. I mean, you guys know that with The Blind. It's important that people show up and support it like they did. But if you want to see more of this content, just support Christian films because it perpetuates itself. When Hollywood sees something have traction across the U.S., across the world, it makes a difference and there can be more of this content. So
and Zach
people
has
will
more,
be encouraged.
Zach has more films in working in production and we have more films. And so it does feel like this beautiful day and age where this sort of content can reach out not only to America but to the world.
We are very familiar with that. I actually remember one of the producers of our little duck show one time actually said, you know, I don't like you, but I love that people watch you. And I said, thank you.
But was he saying because it was wholesome?
I think we were having an argument because we got to be ourselves on our show, which was awesome. Mm. And sometimes for humor purposes, they would come up with an idea. And the idea that they gave me was a dirty joke. Mm-mm. And I said, I would never do that. And he kind of pushed back. And he's like, yeah, but the world thinks that's funny. And I was like, I'm not worried about the world. I'm worried about the Lord. I get my character
from the
Lord.
Well, then why do you need
to
be funny like that when you got Uncle Si?
Yeah.
No.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I thought if you want
something
funny.
Just turn the camera
funny,
that way.
Yeah. Which is what they learned after a while. They would try to get Si to do
stuff.
And they finally realized that all you have to do is turn it on. And be quiet.
You're funny too, Jace. Yeah, both of you are amazing.
If I'm funny, it was an accident.
We was filming 7 days a week. Mm. Okay. So we was actually filming on Sunday. So Saturday, we was filming like 12, 14 hours, and they kept rewording something they wanted me to say, and I told them no. Well, I was real
but
tired.
But that time he meant no.
So look,
it wasn't
the tone
a yes.
of the voice.
It was like no.
No.
But you got to understand what's going on
plus
here.
A no. No. All right.
So look, I said it, y'all, and then I left and I went home. That was Saturday night. Sunday morning, I come to church. Al's preaching a sermon. And he's preaching, and every time he says something, I think he's pointing at me because I said what I shouldn't have said. So I had to film back right after church. So I go in, I yell out, I say, hey, where's the director? And they said, why? I said, because I got a bone to pick with him. Get him. You know, and they said, hold. You know, so he comes walking in. He said, wait a minute, what's the matter? I said, you kept pushing me last night when we was filming, and I said, and I knew I shouldn't have said it when I said it, but I did. I said, now here's the deal. I said, if that hits the TV screen, I said, I'm done with the Duck Dynasty. You know, and the guy said, whoa, settle down. I said, no. I said, look, I don't know you very good. I said, but I'm a man of my word. I said, if that junk hits the TV screen, I said, I'm done. And he said, whoa, settle down. And he said, I'll give you my word. I said, well, I don't know if your word's any good or not, son.
Yeah.
I said, but hey, you better ask. I said, because if it hits the screen, this kid is gone.
And yeah, it didn't hit the screen, right?
It didn't hit the screen. But I will say one thing to Cy's credit. On the first day of filming, he said something that I believe the same thing is happening with this movie. So he asked for the director. All of us were apologizing for Cy because they didn't know him at that moment at all, because we thought, why does he want to see the director, you know? So the director comes out. We called him the showrunner. And he says, yeah, Cy, what you got? He said, hey, you're not directing this. And so he started looking around.
Awkward pause.
Awkwardly. And we're like, we tried to tell you he was crazy. But then Cy said something very profound that became our mantra throughout that whole entire series. He said, God Almighty is directing this. Ooh. It was a very good line, Cy.
Phil, you know, Phil, when they come down to say, okay, we're going to shoot two pilots, you know, Phil said, wait a minute, let me get this right. You've got a family here that we're known for one thing. We call ducks in and then we kill them as close as we possibly can. But that ain't what y'all going to have the movie about. Y'all going to do something else. And Phil said, it'll never work. And then they all go saying, what do you mean? He said, unless. And he reaches under his recliner and pulls out the Bible and said, unless the Almighty's involved with it.
Well, evidently he must have been.
And evidently he was.
So the Almighty is behind this movie. I'm telling you, it's so good. It's so powerful. Anybody that watches it, you're going to love it. Jace, I'm so fired up about this movie.
Go watch the movie, and thanks for being
now,
here.
Before we end this.
We just ended it.
No, okay. No, we hadn't.
So okay. I want to hear snippets.
Want to hear them sing Unsung Hero.
Oh, just a snippet.
Just a snippet of it. Anyway.
I'm not even sure they can legally do that.
I'm taking these off because I want to hear the voices.
You know, the sad thing about that song is we don't sing very often on it. Do you want to sing the second chorus, Luke?
Yeah.
And we can sing the bridge together. Strong like your father. That's the key.
Strong like your father, even when you were scared. When I was in trouble, you never left me there. And you love like your mother, like there's nothing to lose. You're an unsung hero, and I sing this song for you.
That'll do.
Oh, wow.
Woo. Now that won't do.
You're going to have to come to a concert, Uncle
Sam. That was out of this world.